Okay, so we'll start the Parshas Bereishis. Okay, we'll start Parshas Bereishis. Basically, it's another cycle. We'll start again. Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, so there's a steer. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samach Aleph asks, when it talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu making Adam, one pasuk says, Zacha unikeva bira'am, vayivarcha yisam vayikra eshimam Adam. So one pasuk says that it's written in plural, that Hashem created them, Adam and Chava. And then at the end of Parshas Noach, when it talks about you can't kill somebody, keep it selim elikim, also as ha-adam, it's singular. Okay, so one pasuk says, Zachu nekeva bira am, plural. And one pasuk says, Shevich dam adam ba-adam dam yishafir, keep it selim elikim, also as ha-adam. Okay, so that's the steer the Gemara asks. The lashon of the Gemara is, Abavar Rami, Ksiv Zachu nekeva bira am, Uksiv b'tzelam elikim asas adam. The Gemara says, ha-keitzad. So what's the resolution to this question? The Gemara says something very difficult to understand. B'tchila ala b'machshava livrayis beis. Originally Hashem thought, it entered Hashem's mind to create Adam and Chava distinct. Ula b'saif, but at the end, lo nivra ela echad. And eventually he decided, Kaviyachal changed his mind, and decide he's only going to bring one. And everybody asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a human being, he doesn't make mistakes. A pasuk in Shmuel says, Neitzach Yisrael lo yishakev lo yinachim ki lo yadam hu li yinachim. Hashem is not human that makes mistakes and then has to correct his mistake. So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally wanted to create two, and then he said, you know what, let's create one. It needs to be understood much better. Okay, I want to tell you over something B'Shem the Vilna Gaon. This is going to explain, any time in Shas you come across this, or any Medrash that come across it, it's going to shed a lot of light. Actually, he explains two, I'll add a third one, this kind of phrase. Okay, the Pasuk Mishnah says like this, Tchilas Chachma Yiras Hashem. Tchilas Chachma, the beginning of wisdom is Yiras Hashem. I like to translate Yiras Hashem as that. So much fear of Hashem, it's an awareness of Hashem. It doesn't mean fear, but the point is an awareness of Hashem. Well, the beginning of wisdom is the awareness of Hashem. So the Vilna Gaon asks, again, this is Perek Tes in Mishlei, Pasuk Yud. The Pasuk in the Mishnah says, Emein Chachma in Yira. So the Pasuk in Mishnah says, Tchilas Chachma, the beginning of Chachma, you need Yiras Hashem. And the Mishnah in Avis says, Emei Chachma Nira. So how do you begin? It's Cash 22. There's no way to start. Okay, so the Vilna Gaon says, he says the rule. He says, this is true anytime. This is what it means. Whenever Chazal say, B'tchila Ola B'machshava, originally entered Hashem's head, Hashem's mind, it means, Seif Maisa B'machshava Tchila. All right. His lashon is ki b'machshava hu atachlis tchila v'yachakach chachma echlasis. Okay. It means soif ma'isa b'machshava tchila. I'll explain what this means. Let's say you, when your wife, you're dreaming, you're going to build a dream house. Okay, so how are you picturing the house when you dream about it? You're picturing the pool. You're picturing the big kitchen. Your wife's picturing the big kitchen. You're picturing the bedrooms, the landscaping. Okay. Now you get some money and you start building the house. When you start building the house, practically you got to deal with the sheetrock, the plumbing, the landscaper, the windows, the roofer, right, the lumber, right, that's how you practically do it. And then finally, after a year of building it, you have your dream house. That was what you pictured at first. Saif Maisa, what you ended up at the end of the day, after the year of building and dealing with all the details, tons and tons of details to build the house. But at the end of the day, Saif Maisa, that's what you pictured b'machshavat tchila. So the Vilna Gaon says like this. The pasuk initially says tchilas chachma. So what does it mean? Betchila, the tachlis. The tachlis is all wisdom is yiras Hashem. That's the pasuk initially. It happens to be the Gemara doesn't quote this, but the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yizayin says margali bepumi derava. Rava used to say tachlis chachma. This is mamash right to the Gemara. Margali bepumi derava. Tachlis chachma. The tachlis, the goal of all wisdom is tshuva ma'isim tovim. Shlo yehi adam karei v'shainu bayit b'avi imay. A person shouldn't learn his whole life and then be a mechusif to his parents. Bayit means to kick. You kick away your parents, your father, your mother, barabi, misha gadol, mimena, b'chachma, v'minyan. Shenemar, reishas chachma, yiras Hashem. So that's what it means. That's the pshat in this pasuk. Tchilas chachma yiras Hashem. The tchila means seif ma'isa. The goal of all wisdom is to have a deep awareness of Hashem. But how do you get there? Practically, you have to learn. You have to study your whole life. The Rambam himself says, how do we become aware of Hashem? You can either study the Bria or you can learn Torah. By learning Torah, that's how you get there. But the tachlis of it is not just to learn chachma and you learn science and you learn bava kama, but it makes no relevance to you in your practical life. The tachlis of all the chachma is the year of the awareness of Hashem. Okay, that's how the guy explains that pasuk. So I'll just add my own the first pasuk in this week's parsha. Breishis bara elokim et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz, and Rashi says Breishis bara elokim, that's midas hadin, and then later it says b'yoyim, what's the lashon of the pasuk? B'yoyim bara Hashem elokim et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. Rashi's here. First pasuk is Rashi. Breishis bara elokim v'leinema bara Hashem shebetchila alu b'machshava livrais b'midas hadin. It's the same idea. This goal should be, the goal, and there's rayos from Gemara to this, the ultimate goal is that a person should be able to live without Hashem's charity. But in order to get there, practically, if every time we sinned, a lightning bolt would come down from the sky and annihilate us, we would never get there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts off a person with midas din and rachamim. But betchila, bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz, betchila, the ultimate goal is that a person should be able to live without Hashem's charity. You should be able to live with midas din. There's rayos to this. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis says a pasuk. Shimu elai abirei lev arachokim etztaka. Now the pasuk is very unclear. Is the Navi referring to tzadikim or Yerushalm? So it's a machlekes amaram. Shimu elai, listen to me, abirei lev, courageous heart, haruchuka mitztaka, that are far away from charity. When you read this pasuk, it sounds like we're talking about bad people. They're far from charity. But the Gemara says, no, we're talking about tzaddikim. Most of the world needs Hashem's charity. Rashi says, but the tzaddikim, Bizroya. Rashi says, "Veinim bizchus shabiyodim ubit tzadikim mishtoy kroy v'kar la'rechukim mitzlaka." They're far from Hashem's charity. There are people that go through life and they get to a madrega that actually they could survive with Hashem's hanhag of midas hadin. It wouldn't work for everybody. There's another raya to this. Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara Menachem says that Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Rabbi Kiva is so great, why don't you give the Torah to him? And Hashem says, no, I want to give it to you. And then the Gemara says, let me see Rabbi Kiva's char. And Rabbi Kiva, and Hashem shows Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbi Kiva, his flesh being scraped off with comb, iron combs. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm the fun of Rabbi Shalom, zu tair v'zu schara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shtoik, kach ala b'machshava. You know what the Shla HaKadosh means? Kach ala b'machshava, to create the world with din. So it seems like what the Shla saying is that Rabbi Kiva was able to live his life al pi midas hadin. Everyone else, you're right, but there are certain people that were able to live a midas hadin. Okay, so getting back to the original stira between one pasuk says zachar nekeva bira am, and the other pasuk says biyoyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. The other pasuk says Shayfich dam ha'adam ba'adam dami shavach ki b'tzelam ekim asa es ha'adam. So the Vilna Gaon says they follow. B'tchila, what's the ultimate goal that Adam and Chava should be separate? B'tchila means soif ma'isa b'machshav b'tchila. The ultimate goal that is that Adam and Chava and a man and every wife should be separate. But l'b'saif, to get there, he created one. Okay, so what does this mean? Practically, what does this mean? So the Vilna Gaon explains like this. What's the point of a wife? The point of a wife is that she should be Eizer Kenegdei. Okay? So, practically speaking, we need that a husband and wife, ultimately, a husband and wife, not practically speaking, ultimately, a husband and wife need to be separate. A wife has to be the Eizer Kenegdei. Now, this is true physically. If you're at work, who's making Shabbos? You need to be separate. If you and your wife were one person, when you went to work, no one is at home making Shabbos. or when your wife's at home making Shabbos, you're not going to go make parnasa. So physically, you need to be separate. And also, emotionally or spiritually, you need to be separate. A person doesn't see himself. A person can't see himself. A person can't see himself. So it's very hard to see how you're behaving. When your wife is independent of you and she can help you grow, you know, you shouldn't have said that, you shouldn't have acted that way. Hopefully, you know, it done ezer kenegdev, he's zacha, right? If the Gemara says zacha, it's an ezer, lo zacha kenegdev. But if you're zaycha, it's a healthy relationship, a healthy marriage. You need that the husband and wife should be two distinct people, that she could see him acting as an independent person. That's how you grow. But the Vilna Gaon says, but to get to that level, that you don't feel threatened by another person, you don't want someone just criticizing you all day, you should feel that it's you. The Vilna Gaon says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started off that the Adam and Chava were one. And his Lashon is, Kedei she'ava v'achva b'neihem, yoyser me'echov v'sharkroyev she'yu guf echod mamish. They should mamash be one. You know, they say the Rabbi Levine, it's a beautiful biography, Rabbi Levine, Rabbi Yashar's father-in-law, the tzaddik from Yerushalayim. So, yeah, no, I think that's B.S. Chaim Zonnefeld, right? Yeah, I'm not sure. So it says that Rabbi Levine and his wife, they had a doctor's appointment, something was wrong with his wife's foot. And when the doctor said to Rabbi Levine, what's wrong? She said, our foot is hurting. That is only shaykh because Adam and Chava are one, but on some level one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make it like that, but reality, they have to be separate. And that's the idea. B'tchila, Ola b'machshava, Livay Shnayim. Ultimate goal is that Adam and Chava should be two, because you need it to be Eza Kenegdei. Like I explained, physically, spiritually, emotionally, you should be two people. But the only way it's going to work is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts off as one. That's why B'saif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him as one, and then he split it. What was interesting to this only guide for me is that when you learn Sefer Bereishis, you learn about Adam and Chava and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them as one, and Hashem makes an operation and separates it. According to the only guide, this, on some metaphysical way, we don't see it, on some metaphysical this plays itself out in every relationship of a husband and wife. That they start off somehow as one, that's what Groh is saying. Right? I don't think I'm reading into the Groh too much. He said this is what you need in a relationship. That you start off, you and your wife started off as one. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyochol separates you, like he did to Adam and Chava, and now it's two. But ultimately you need it to be as two. But to get there, that it should be a functioning, healthy marriage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started off that it should all be one. Everyone should have a Gevaldige Shabbos and Kol Tov.
It doesn't answer, but the other times.